We're going to hear from Brian Berry, and then we're going to open it up to the audience. Brian.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm really pleased to be here to sort of give the builders perspective. For those who don't know, the Federation of Master Builders, we're a trade association representing small builders across the UK. Our members are the typical small builder you find in every village, every town, employing a few people, about five or so, but we've got larger companies as well. And they're really the backbone of the building industry. And of course for them, we've got members who do house building but also repair and maintenance work, but housing is actually core to their business, and obviously making sure that actually we address the current housing crisis is actually an important issue for us in the FNB. And undoubtedly there is a housing crisis in this country. We need to be building about 250,000 homes every year, and we're only building half of that number. I mean, last year we built about 115,000 homes in England, so we're not meeting even the current demand. And as the population grows, that demand will just increase going forward. And of course, it's not when we talk about housing, and obviously from the construction sector, it's about bricks and mortar, but actually housing is a fundamental right for every person in this country. And we sometimes overlook the social impact that has on people. We've got 1.9 million households on social housing waiting lists, 90,000 people living in temporary accommodation. And in London in particular, according to Shelter, one in four children are living in cramped conditions. And we talk about young people, graduates finding difficulties in London, finding accommodation, but it's those children I feel sorry for, because that sort of curtails their aspiration going forward. And when the Prime Minister talked on Sunday about removing the cap on aspiration, I hope that's what he meant by actually addressing the housing crisis by giving people a good chance, a good start in life. And of course the problem for that is this undersupply issue, which I talked about just a minute ago. And just put that into perspective, in 1971 the average house cost £6,000, but today it costs £238,000, and that's 40 times what it was in 1971. Now, to put that into perspective, the cost of a chicken, if it had gone up at the same rate, would cost you £50. So imagine having to pay for your £50 chicken. Or if you were buying some milk, a 4-pint bottle of milk would now cost £10. So you can see, actually, the affordability problem we've got with our housing. The government has responded with its Help to Buy, and that's good in terms of actually creating the demand, and I applaud the government on what it's been doing there. But the key issue is about supply. How do we actually increase the supply of housing in this country, and looking at the capacity for it?